The John Lennon Educational Bus Tour was created by Brian Rothschild and Lennon's life partner, Yoko Ono. Rothschild says it's a nonprofit mobile recording studio that provides young people with free hands-on opportunities to record.
Original music, songs, videos, short films, documentaries, and live stream events. This is our 21st year here in the United States. There's another Lennon bus in Europe that we started in 2013 with Yoko as well. It's out about 10 and a half months a year. There are three crew members who live on board each bus and a professional driver. And it travels to schools and events. We go out on festival dates. And with the help of a lot of celebrity artists, we're able to introduce young people to career paths and opportunities that they may not have otherwise had the chance to receive.
Justin Rossman is a senior at Robert F. Kennedy Community High School in Flushing, a poet with an appreciation for the arts.
I think it's a great program, especially for kids to be engaged in the arts. My school is not as artsy. We don't have a lot of arts programs, music programs. So I think that this is a great opportunity for kids to express themselves, and I just think it's great.
Rob McCann, a music teacher at Hudson High School Learning Technologies in Chelsea, tells me the Lennon Bus Program has been a great partner to his school.
We actually work with the John Lennon Tour Bus, and they come in and they do a songwriting program with us after school, one day a week, and we work with them for the first time last year. The facility is amazing. It's a really beautiful recording studio, state-of-the-art. They helped our kids write a really amazing original song, and we shot a really cool video for it, and they donated a bunch of instruments. It was a really cool partnership.
The Lennon Bus Initiative is promoting student activism in its 21st year, an unusual setting outside of City Hall in Lower Manhattan. A bed with white pillows and sheets is on the ground just a few yards from the City Hall steps, a recreation of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Bed In for Peace protest against war. Students sing and hold handwritten hairpiece bedpiece signs. City officials in suits look out of place, but not New York City Councilman Daniel Drum. He's a former New York public schools teacher.
Giving an opportunity like this to kids today, in this era, in this time, sends a great message that art, music matters. But also, I think there's a whole social studies lesson. You look back into the 60s when John and Yoko did the original Bed In, and the tumultuous times that we were in then with Vietnam, and then you can compare it to what's happening in the world today. So you got a whole bunch of lessons that can come out of participating here in this event today.
And what would the Bed In protest be without one of its original participants?
Give this a chance.
Yoko Ono, with a little help from her friends.
It's an incredible day for me to finally go to bed with Yoko.
John Lennon's Beatle bandmate Ringo Starr and Academy Award-winning actor Jeff Bridges.
All you kids, peace and love on three. One, two, three.
Peace and love.
You know, for that moment, all you're thinking about is peace and love. Anyway, I just want to say it's a great celebration. Great in New York here. Where else should it be? You know, to remind us of John and Yoko, they spent a lot of time here. This was their town. And we're here now celebrating the Imagine Peace and the bus, and with the kids who get benefit from this all over the world. So all I can say is peace and love.
We got to change our minds. This is what we have to work on, our minds.
Well,
and come
to,
and I know it. Look at this. This would feel so cool,
even
man.
The sky may be changing.
And to realize what the change in our mind is, that we can turn things around.
Just remember that we are creating the world and the next world too. And so give peace a chance. Yes, but love and peace. We are all creating it.
Thank you, Yoko. That was very nice. They would change it then. It's changing now. I'm going to leave it to the singers behind me.
After a month in New York City, a trip down under is likely for the John Lennon Educational Bus Tour. A new bus is being built in Australia. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meng Santos in New York City.
Brotherhood of man. but I'm